I'm Aaron Downey, and I'm talking to Mark Hancock, whose trial evaluating non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and manual therapy for acute low back pain is one of the 15 most significant trials in physiotherapy. Congratulations, and thank you for answering a few questions about your trial. Mark, can you tell us what led to do the study?
At the time that we were planning the study, we noticed that international guidelines for patients with acute low back pain virtually all recommended that patients received simple analgesics like paracetamol and also good advice about their back pain. Some of the guidelines also recommended spinal manipulative therapy and anti-inflammatories, but these weren't consistently recommended in different guidelines. So we were interested to see if we took a group of patients who received that best or recommended baseline care, whether if adding anti-inflammatories or adding spinal manipulative therapy would speed up their recovery from back pain.
And what did you see as the main findings from the study?
The main findings of the study were that in patients who were receiving good baseline care, so all these patients received regular paracetamol and good advice from their GPs, then adding either spinal manipulative therapy or anti-inflammatories, or even both of those, didn't improve the speed of recovery for patients.
So Mark, given the findings of this study, why do you think it's important?
So the finding answered an important gap in our knowledge in back pain. We knew that anti-inflammatories compared to nothing seemed to be a little bit effective, and equally with spinal manipulative therapy. But we didn't know if when provided in addition to simple baseline care, they continued to be more effective. And our study basically answered this question and provides evidence that for a lot of patients, particularly with acute back pain, that really simple, cheap interventions are probably adequate for many patients.
Thank you, Mark. What other studies are you conducting at the moment?
I continue to investigate back pain broadly and involved in quite a range of studies looking at treatment, diagnosis and prognosis. I guess in particular, I'm involved in a few trials looking at interventions such as McKenzie interventions, motor control interventions, and even a trial looking at some medicines, so looking at pregabalin in patients with sciatica. I'm also, with regards to treatment effectiveness, involved in systematic reviews. I'm involved, for example, in a Pilates systematic review, which should be published in the Cochrane database quite soon. I continue to have a particular interest in a better understanding of the causes and diagnosis of back pain. And along these lines, I'm looking at a couple of MRI studies to try to better understand the importance of MRI findings in patients with back pain. I continue to be also interested in subgrouping patients and stratified care, and I'm doing a few studies in this field as well.
Congratulations again, Mark, and thank you very much for your time.